Josh is a competitor. You know, Sam is a competitor. They're first round draft picks for a reason. You know, those guys are going to go out there and compete. So, you know, I expect nothing less.
Obviously, I'm biased. I like my guy.
For sure.
I think he's more dynamic, has a big arm, but he's played a lot more, I think, than Sam has been hurt. And so I like my guy. I like what he brings to the table, his leadership. And obviously, I'm not in the locker room with Sam, so I don't really know what he brings outside of that. But as far as dynamic play, I think Josh outplayed him. You know, it has been outplaying him. So obviously Josh has to continue that growth, finish out the season strong, and continue to learn and how to be an elite quarterback in this league.
That is Lorenzo Alexander. Before him, Raphael Bush in the Bills locker room yesterday. Thank you for joining us. Bills Football Monday, 803-0550 to join us this morning.
On Allen running the football, two questions for you. Is he going to finish the season with more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns? I think
no,
yes.
No. He's even, right? Or does he have one more now?
He's
it's
even.
5-5, I think.
Yeah.
Five rush, five pass. No, I'm going to say he'll have more passing touchdowns.
Okay. And the second question is it sustainable?
It can't be sustainable, right?
That's the thing. Like I go back and forth between thinking this is, what level of it is sustainable? Because if he runs like this and is also a good quarterback in passing, then the Bills have a cheat code. He's so good running the football. He's fast. He's big. He's strong. It's not just, you know, rollouts. It's escaping the pocket and getting up to a pretty good speed. And,
right.
You know, he makes good decisions. He seems to know when to slide. He gets out of bounds. He's done a pretty good job protecting himself. I can't decide if I think that it's going to last. And I've said a few times to you that in this first season, this rookie season, I'm not going to get bent out of shape about him running at all, because I just understand that, at least in my opinion, is that he's doing it to keep plays alive, and it's one of the best things that he does. So do the thing that works well for you. You know, next season I might want a little bit more in terms of passing from my first-round pick quarterback. So what does he look like as a finished product? As a finished product, he doesn't run for 100 yards 3 weeks in a row, right? Because basically what he did.
I'd like him not to have to do
that.
He had
99 2 weeks ago because of
kneel downs. Right.
So we have three consecutive weeks of 100 yards rushing for a quarterback. And that is just, it doesn't seem like that is going to be something you can continue to do. I kind of ask it like this. Like, if Michael Vick couldn't consistently do that, how is Josh Allen going to consistently do that? Michael Vick was a tremendous passer on some levels, and ran around, and eventually the league found ways to stop it. I just can't quite figure out where it's all going to end with Allen.
I guess
as a finished product.
There's a guy I'll ask you about. Okay, is it sustainable?
Steve Young?
The first guy I thought of. No, it was not him.
It was not Cam Newton.
Michael Vick. It's Cam Newton. I'm looking at his stats. He has, and by the way, with all the rushes, dude's been pretty durable. He's only missed three games in his entire NFL career.
And he's playing hurt now.
And
he's got a shoulder injury. Yes,
right,
he does.
Right. So he's rushed for over 100 yards. He's going to go over 100 carries this year. So he will have rushed for over 100 carries in every season except 2016 when he had 90. He's run for over 500 yards in every season except 2016 when he had 359. I would tell you it's not sustainable, but look at Cam Newton. Bank him. Bank him for 100 carries, 500-plus rushing yards, and at least typically five rushing touchdowns, if not more. So it is sustainable for Cam Newton. I just don't know that I want Josh Allen taking that kind of pounding. I don't want him to get hit. I thought yesterday, again, when he ran, I don't remember him taking a big hit yesterday. I thought he was fairly smart with it. I don't want him to have to run that much. I want him to be able to make more plays in the passing game. I'd rather see a bigger tilt towards passing yardage. What was it yesterday? 206 pass, 101 rush. I'd rather see a bigger tilt to the passing yardage than him running for 100-plus yards. Ideally, I have a running back who can run for 100-plus yards in this offense on a regular basis. I don't have that right now. So that's the one guy I was thinking of, Jeremy. I don't think it's sustainable, but Cam Newton's been pretty reliable for them. He's been able to get him five touchdowns, 500-plus rushing yards. Bank on it.
Passer rating for Allen was a 44. Passer rating.
Okay.
And Manish Mehta just posted a column at the New York Daily News about what the Jets are saying about Allen. Now, in here is not the phrase "we made him be a quarterback," but it sure sounds like that was part of their adjustment. So you have Chris Jenkins, who I'm looking for a quote here for
Jordan Jenkins.
Sorry, linebacker Jordan Jenkins, former Carolina Panther, Chris Jenkins, who I'm thinking about.
Yes, Chris, right.
So Jordan Jenkins on Josh Allen, quote, he can throw the ball far, maybe not accurate. I don't really like that guy. That guy was talking trash out there. Personally, I couldn't care less about that guy. So apparently Josh Allen's talking trash out there.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
But you go down a little bit, and Jamal Adams, the one who said he was excited to catch a pass from Josh Allen, kind of talked trash about around the draft. He said, he ran the ball well. We just had to close the pocket, keep him in contain. Obviously, it's hard to do that. He's a phenomenal runner. At the end of the day, we did our job and executed it when we needed to. That's what they did to Tyrod Taylor, that you keep him in contain and say, all right, fine, we're just not going to let you run the ball on us. We're going to make you beat us as a passer.
Well, you brought it up earlier. Now, maybe this is exactly what they did, because we're sitting here going, okay, first half, what happens? He runs. He runs successfully. He runs on the first drive, on the touchdown drive. So he runs 7 times for 87 yards in the first half. In the second half, now, I don't know if this is the Bills doing it or the Jets doing it to the Bills. He ran only 2 times in the second half for 14 yards. So yards per carry was still good. But he ran far less frequently in the second half. Maybe the Jets made some kind of adjustment at halftime and did something to take away the lanes for Josh Allen.
Well, I'll go back and watch every one of his passes in the second half and see if you can see anything. The biggest thing to look for when talking about exactly that is, what are the defensive ends doing? Are they pursuing the quarterback up the field, or are they content to just kind of hang at the line of scrimmage and make sure that he doesn't run with the ball?
I mean, there were still times in the second half. Are you in the second half now?
I am.
Okay. So there were still
times. The first drive is that field goal drive that after the fumble.
From the 13, right.
Yeah.
And the third down play, he was under pressure and he's got a rusher chasing him and he throws the ball away. There were plays where he was flushed out of the pocket in the second half and was not able to run. That's what I said. I don't know if it's something the Jets were doing, or I don't know if Allen was looking to make more plays with his arm. But there were definitely still, you know, the offensive line had a bad day. There were definitely still moments in the second half where he was flushed out and didn't turn upfield and run. Maybe they just did a better job of chasing him down and keeping him from getting an angle on the running plays outside. 803-0550 to join us on Bills Football Monday.
This game was there for the Bills all the way. The defense did play well enough. Yes, they gave up late touchdown drives, but, you know, they have the ball. They're in control. This game was there for them.
Well, the offense just didn't finish. The offense had...
Which has been...
They moved the ball.
That's
kind
of the story of the offense, is they don't finish drives, right? The Miami game was about how they did a lot of good things, but they didn't finish drives.
They got field goals. They ended up 2 for 5 in the red zone. So they got the ball downfield. If you look at the possession chart, if you look at the drive chart, you'll see the Bills with drives of 40, 50, 60 yards. They're getting drives. They just didn't get drives into the end zone enough. And so what happened? Well, the Jets were able to hang in the football game. I swear, I said it was 14-3, and I thought the game was over. It's 17-6, but the Jets are hanging around. They get a couple of breaks. Special teams helps them out to get a touchdown. They started at the 8-yard line after the 86-yard kick return. They hung around in the game. And honestly, right, the Bills' defense smothered the Jets for pretty much 3 quarters. And then the Jets put together 2 touchdown drives. One started late in the third quarter. It carried over. But for 3 quarters... the Bills' defense held the Jets to pretty much nothing.
And we talked in pregame, the offensive line, I think it's kind of overstated how bad the offensive line is in pass protection. Did not have a very good day.
They were bad yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was a bad day.
In Josh Allen's defense, I thought he still had an uneven day because there were throws that he missed, but he was
running for
his life. Yep. Guys were chasing him down when he got to the edge. Pocket was collapsing. I mean, the Jets were really frustrating the Bills' offensive
line. At a 3rd and 2 here where he just gets right away. You got 2 Jets rushers on the left side, and neither the Bills' left tackle or left guard really does anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was not a good day for the boys.
Yeah. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550. We'd love to hear from you. William on Josh Allen tweeted in, he was a rookie quarterback that played like a rookie quarterback, and that's perfectly okay. Right now, there's too much put on his young shoulders. Other players need to step up, take pressure off Clay, Zay, offensive line. Well, yeah, and those guys didn't have a good game. The offensive line we just talked about, Zay Jones had 2 drops, at least 2 drops yesterday.
One of them was a
Clay
big
had one.
You know, there's the drop, and then there's the what happens if he catches it. Sometimes, you know, you're in the end zone.
Yep.
On the one Jones drop, it's right before the half where they get the field goal blocked, where Jones drops a play that would have had them at the 20, about a first down. Instead, it's incomplete. In the next play, Allen gets sacked, and then there's a short pass, and they kick a field goal that gets blocked. So you come away with 0 points when I mean, that drop by Jones might cost you three. It might cost you seven, depending. You had time to get into the end zone from there.
He had another drop. We'll get a call, and I'll look it up. There was another drop where they were on a second and 20, and they threw the ball to Zay at about the 30. I want to say maybe around the 35 of the Jets. Now, they still would have been far short. It would have been a third and seven. Instead, it was third and 20. And then the next pass was to Zay, and it was like a five-yard pass. I think it was on the 54, the drive that ended with the missed 54-yard field goal. But I got to check it. But that's another play. Now third down is a little bit more makeable. It's not third and 20. It's third and seven. You're at the 35. Even if you gain 5 yards, now it's a much shorter field goal attempt for Steven Hauschka. Now you get it down to 47. And he had a couple drops, and Clay dropped the ball that was, you know, in the middle of the field. He was wide open around the 40-yard line and could have had run after catch. We're going to Russ in New Jersey. Russ, you're on WGR on Bills Football Monday.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Well, first of all, I think next week against Detroit will be a good test because, you know, Patricia, whatever you think about him, he's a good defensive coordinator, you know, and he knows defense. And I think he's not going to let Allen beat him, and he's going to make Allen throw the ball and figure out a way to stop Allen's running. But, you know, watching both quarterbacks yesterday, you know, the one throw I wish I would see if Allen can make is the throw that Sam Darnold made at the end of the game where he just, you know, he just put it in there. He laid it up, and it was a touch pass. And I forget, was it Anderson that caught the ball on the sideline that set up the winning touchdown? That's the pass that I want, you know, from week to week, you know, he makes some good plays and the running is a lot of fun. But like you guys said, I don't know if he can, you know, and it's early still, but you wonder, is he an NFL quarterback and he's going to have to throw the ball because I don't think it's sustainable to keep running. But those are the passes. You know he can fire the ball 100 miles an hour. We know he can do all of this. Can he make the pass where he just lays it in there, the pass that Darnold made at the end of the game? So, you know, hopefully next week will be a bigger test for him. Like I said, I think Patricia will make him beat him with his arm, and we'll figure out if, you know, we'll see what kind of throws he makes next week. But thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, touch passing from Allen, there's not a lot of it, right? It's there's a lot of fastballs out there. There are times where he could probably take a little bit off and leave a little more touch. We mentioned a play earlier, a Clay drop that was no doubt a drop, could have been a little bit better with some more touch.
And the nicest throw, we talked about it earlier, Russ. I think the nicest throw he made was the 38-yard throw to Foster. Back shoulder throw. I mean, he almost hit the back shoulder to Zay in Miami.
One
of his better throws. Well, yeah, Zay didn't hold on. That was one of his better throws of the day yesterday. And there were other throws. I mean, he had a handful of 15 to 20-yard completions to Foster and McKenzie where he stood in the pocket and zipped the ball out right on target. But there were just, you know, there were just a number of throws again yesterday where it's really low. You know, his guy is open, and he throws the ball too low. And there were a couple other plays where he didn't necessarily see guys at rope. And he had a rollout to his right one time where Logan Thomas was open inside the 5-yard line, and he didn't throw him the ball. I don't know if he saw him or not, but he was wide open inside the five. It would have been first and goal. And he didn't get him the football. So it was just up and down day. The Darnold throw, he made two of those. He made two of almost the same throw to Robbie Anderson. I think the one in the first half was kind of the same thing. It was a 35-yard throw on a deep right sideline throw. And that one in the fourth quarter was fantastic. Perfectly placed. Not a heck of a lot the Bills could do about that. Trey White was not out of position. He was right there with Robbie Anderson, and he put the throw over the shoulder. Perfect. Perfect place on that ball.
The Jets had three offensive touchdowns yesterday. They had three offensive touchdowns in their previous five games.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And that, do I say that Sam Darnold returning? That's why? Darnold is better than Josh McCown?
Part of that slump. But yeah, I mean, he was, two of those five games were Darnold's when he was playing badly at the time when he was injured. But it's funny. I walked away from the game looking at Sam Darnold same way I'd probably tell you about Josh Allen. I don't know.
Right.
You know, what did I learn about Darnold yesterday? Oh, he's got nice touch. He can move around. He hit a couple of really big throws, but I mean, nobody walks away from the game going, "Oh crap, boy, the Jets really found their quarterback." For three quarters, the Jets' offense really didn't do much of anything.
Well, if you're looking at the rookie quarterbacks, Mayfield is looking
ahead of the class.
Pretty legit.
He is it. Right.
I think Lamar Jackson's got a really good start.
Would have been nice. I mean, I know he got knocked out of that game yesterday, but he's got him in position in Kansas City to pull off a stunning upset.
Yeah, and if he doesn't get hurt, maybe they do. Mm-hmm. He's been
They had a lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he's been pretty impressive. Yeah. Then Allen and Darnold.
And Rosen is
Rosen's really way
struggling.
Back.
Yeah, he's really having
a tough
time.
They are a disaster, Arizona.
They got 3 points yesterday
against
Detroit, and their offense is they're just hideous.
Worst in the league.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, they were battling the Bills there for a while, but I think they've passed
the Bills
them.
Have stepped ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are getting touchdowns. Arizona, it's a struggle to get beyond three or six. Yeah, they're awful.
I think
Mayfield is clearly having the best.
He
had a stat on him yesterday. He's got at least one touchdown pass in 10 straight games. And
that's the kind of stuff you do when you're a 10-year vet.
Yeah.
Right? Like Philip Rivers just went to 25 straight games with that.
Yeah, and they're winning games. Now, granted, you know, who'd they beat? They beat the Bengals. They beat Atlanta. They beat a slumping Carolina team. But whatever, they're making plays. They're better since they fired their coach. Mayfield's producing. He's got the best stats of any of the rookie quarterbacks, and they got 5 wins this season, 5-7-1. So, yeah, I think Baker Mayfield should have Cleveland fans feeling pretty excited about him and whatever they do at head coach.
There's also a quote from Todd Bowles. The New York Post, thank you to the person on Twitter that just sent this to me. The New York Post quotes Todd Bowles on the decision to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
On the game-winning
the fourth
score.
Goal at the one.
And he said, no decision whatsoever. We came here to win.
Yeah.
What happens if you're 9-4? Coach, instead of 4-9, you're 9-4. What do? You kick.
I'm not convinced he's going for that all the time.
He had
a fourth and goal at the three earlier in the game. He kicked the field goal.
I really believe that in that spot, what a coach does is say, I don't feel like going to overtime. Let's get out of here. I'm serious. Like, let's go home. Let's win this game or go home. It is, if you are 9-4 instead of 4-9, you do not do that.
Yeah.
You, as Todd Bowles, he punted at the 41.
He punted from the Bills' 41.
Yeah.
And he kicked a field goal at their 3.
Yeah, you came to win.
Right. He came to win because there was under 2 minutes left and he was at the 1.
And he thought, I just want to go home now. Like, everybody in the stadium.
I don't want overtime.
Everybody was happy he went for that. I thought, like, all right, good. Yeah. This does not need to go to overtime, this game.
I think he went. Again, I think time had a lot to do with it. He's at the 1, but it's late in the fourth quarter. And you've got a shot to put your team ahead. Your defense is playing much better. You haven't given up a touchdown since the first quarter of the game. So I think he went for it for a number of reasons, but I don't think that's not him. He is not a go for it kind of guy. That's just not the way he coaches. I swear I was sitting there thinking, it's not a lock that he's going for this on fourth and goal. They eventually did. It was the right call, although Edmonds had a shot at getting out there to McGuire, and he just couldn't get to him. But I wasn't convinced he was going to go for it because Todd Bowles is a very conservative coach. 803-0550 to join us. Bills Football Monday presented by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest and get back to living. We're taking your calls, your texts, your tweets. We're breaking down Josh Allen's day yesterday. The offense, the defense, the special teams. Rough day for special teams for the second straight game. And you can share an opinion on the game, or you can ask our opinion on something you'd like to bring up. That's cool. If there's anything else going on, there was a lot of stuff happening in the league yesterday. Some crazy finishes and some wild performances. So you can bring up other league stuff as well. Murph coming up in a moment. Reminder, Football Monday will mean Sal's here at 10 o'clock with the Extra Point Show from 10 to noon. Of course, Oneville's live from noon to 3. You can hear Kyle Williams on with Shope and the Bulldog at 4:30. And Bills head coach Sean McDermott scheduled to join Shope and the Bulldog at 5. It is all a part of Bills Football Monday on WGR.
Hauschka going to squib it on the ground. Several hops, a couple of hops. Roberts bobbles it at the 12, picks it up at the 9, starts to his right. Bills are around him. Now the ball comes out. Loose ball at the 13-yard line. Big pile up there. Number of Bills around it. Let's see who's got it. No signal yet. Andre Roberts could never really pick it up. The Bills say they have it. Do we have a signal yet? It is Buffalo ball. Second half kickoff, Buffalo ball. Patrick DeMarco stripped it away.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now, John Murphy talks Bills with Howard and Jeremy.
Northwest Bank. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living.
Perfect coming up in a moment on Bills Football Monday. 27-23, the final at the stadium yesterday. The Jets rally for a victory. Both teams now 4-9. Josh Allen, 18-36. He threw for 206, a couple interceptions, a fumble. Another big running day for him. 101 yards rushing and a touchdown. He is now the Bills' leading rusher on the season. LeSean McCoy left the game yesterday with an injury after two carries. A number of guys were hurt yesterday. What looks to be the worst one would be Matt Milano. What happened with his leg and ankle, is the way it bent and twisted, was not a good thing. Robert Foster had 104 yards receiving yesterday. The Bills will be home again Sunday. They will take on the Detroit Lions. The crazy ending of the day happened in Miami. Multiple laterals on the final play, and the prayer is answered. The Miami miracle, if you will. 34-33, they beat the Patriots on the final play of the game. Bears, well, Chicago, Chargers, they both have CH. Bears beat the Rams last night 15-6. They picked off Jared Goff four times. The Rams are 11-2. The Bears are 9-4. New Orleans clinches the NFC South with their victory over Tampa. The Chiefs get a playoff spot with their victory over Baltimore. Dallas has won five straight. They downed Philadelphia 29-23 in overtime. The Steelers have lost three in a row, beaten in Oakland 24-21. Houston's nine-game win streak is snapped. The Colts beat him 24-21. Huge day for T.Y. Hilton. And Aaron Rodgers broke Tom Brady's record with his 359th straight pass without an interception. Your Monday night matchup is Minnesota at Seattle, the two teams currently holding down the wild card spots in the NFC. Those are your headlines. Next update coming up at 9 o'clock. 803-0550 to join us. Football Monday will include One Bills Live with John Murphy and Steve Tasker from noon to 3. Murph joining us right now on the West Terra Hotline. Good morning, John Murphy. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing well.
All right, Murph, 14-3, first quarter. I got to tell you, I was thinking I was going to be able to write my column at halftime.
Yeah, me too. You know, I said to one of the guys in our booth during a commercial break, when the Bills had that lead and then they got to 17, I thought, this isn't really competitive. I didn't think the Jets were competing, and the Jets have all those injuries that were disrupting things, guys in and out of the locker room, but Jets hung in there. The Bills made it easy for them with their poor special teams play, made it easy for them to hang in, and next thing you know, they've got a fourth quarter scoring drive to take the lead. It was crazy.
Murph, what happened with the offense? They come out, and they, you know, first drive of the game, go right down the field, a nice mix of runs and passes. They get two touchdowns, and then after that, they never got into the end zone again. They moved the ball throughout the rest of the day, but they never, especially in the red zone, they kind of died and had to settle for field goals, or had, you know, a missed field goal and a blocked field goal too. What happened to the offense?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, the red zone issues were definitely an issue for the offense. I also think the Jets, and I haven't really looked at it in depth, but it looks like they did something different as far as Josh Allen, because because his runs and the first couple of scoring drives were the best thing the Bills had. That's been the case for a couple of weeks now, by the way. Josh Allen's running the best thing they can do. That's really no way to live offensively, you know. I don't think you want to go into a game thinking we're going to get 100 yards from our quarterback and let's see what we do from there. It's almost reverse the way you want to play a game. But I think the Jets probably paid more attention to Josh Allen as the game went along as far as running the ball and kind of clamped down a little bit. I think it was mostly the way they played defense that changed the way the Bills were not able to move the ball in the second half on offense. It was rough. And let's face it, this is not a real prolific Buffalo offense anyway, right? I mean, they've been averaging about 12 or 13 points per game all season long, so for them to get to 23 is a bit of a stretch.
I think it's probably surprising that Allen had the success running the ball that he did in the first half. Given what he did against Jacksonville and Miami, you would have thought the Jets would have spent a good chunk of their week trying to make sure he didn't run the ball.
Yeah, you're right. Josh is good. I mean, he's fast as a runner. He's, I think, deceptively fast. I think he's got a good knack for spotting openings and seeing where he can go. He's good at that, you know, and I think he takes teams by surprise, especially with the speed. You can line up maybe 10 or 15 linebackers and even defensive backs who've been burned by his speed in the last couple of weeks, you know, and I think it's a weapon the Bills have. I don't think they want to lean on it, but a weapon they definitely have to use moving forward, along with a better passing game.
We're going through the season. We're evaluating Josh Allen. Who knows? Some good, some bad. I think for Sam Darnold yesterday, Murph, you know, as a fan of the NFL and watching a division rival, I think you walk away going, yeah, I don't know about Darnold either. I mean, he really didn't do much for three quarters. And give him credit. They engineered two really impressive touchdown drives. He made a fantastic throw on the game-winning drive to Robbie Anderson. But, you know, I think with Sam Darnold, you walk away going, yeah, I don't know, wasn't overly impressed with him either.
I was impressed with him, I have to say. I mean, I'm trying to grade him on the same scale as Josh Allen, you know, and both the Bills and the Jets are, as Steve Tasker says, in the rookie quarterback business, you know, and you look for signs that there's promise there. And I think if I were a Jets fan, I would say, yeah, I like what I saw. Look, he's a great passer. I mean, he's a much better passer. I'm talking about pure passer than Josh Allen. Maybe the best passer of the whole group of five first-round quarterbacks. He's got a tremendously quick release, which I saw on tape, and then I saw it again yesterday during the pregame warm-ups. Just amazing how quickly the ball comes out of his hand. And those were great passes in the fourth quarter for him. Just perfectly positioned passes, got out quickly. I might like him better than a lot of people in terms of his passing ability. He got a long way to go, obviously.
Yeah.
Command of the offense, you know, he seems athletic enough to keep himself upright and get away from pass rush. I think he's got a bright future. I think Josh Allen has a bright future too. I think, a 3-point, a 4-point game the first time these two play, I think sets us up for maybe years and years of close games between these two quarterbacks going back and forth.
Well, the one thing they do have in common, I think Jets fans would agree with Bills fans by saying, got to get our quarterback more weapons, better weapons around him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Jets came in without a whole lot of weapons, lost several during the course of the game to injury, and still managed to win, you know. I think they got a really good game in a replacement role from Elijah McGuire, second-year running back, who I think showed some promise yesterday. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of weapons they can go to. And as you say, the Bills are kind of in the same boat.
Murph, do you have any idea why Bills running backs cannot run the ball?
I think it's the offensive line. I do. I don't think they're opening up a lot of holes, not getting a lot of a push up front. And I think, you know, Shady has struggled with it. I think it's a valid question to ask whether Shady is a fit in what they're trying to do offensively based on, you know, the evidence we have so far this season. That would not appear to be the case, but we'll see how that plays out. But if they get better on the offensive line, then McCoy will get better, and Chris Ivory will have more success, I think. And even Marcus Murphy will be more successful. I think he ran pretty well yesterday, by the way. But I think most of it is the people up front.
Yeah, the offensive line, I was going to say I'm trying to be kind. I don't think I can. It had a rough day yesterday, Murph. That, I guess that is being kind to the offensive line.
Yeah, that is kind.
Yeah,
you're right.
No, yeah, they were bad. I mean, the Jets definitely got the better of that matchup in multiple ways.
Yeah, and it's been the story all season long for the most part, right? And how many times has Sean McDermott said, you know, you got to win up front, right? You got to win those battles up front, and they just don't do it on anything close to a consistent basis.
Murph with us on the Western Hotline. Okay, so the defense, actually, we're awaiting word, but it did not look good in terms of the injury to Matt Milano. Hopefully, I don't even know whether he's going to play again this season, but it was a tough day to lose the football game, but it was a tough day to see Milano go down because he's had such a really, really phenomenal second season.
Yeah, and one of the, you know, the Bills have played better in the last 4 or 5 weeks or so, and I think a lot of that was due to takeaways. They were getting takeaways, and Milano was the key guy in that role, right? He had 6 takeaways going into the game yesterday, 3 fumble recoveries, 3 interceptions, a good playmaker. I've said it before, I think he's sort of a prototype of what teams are looking from linebackers now, just kind of a speedy guy who runs around and can drop into coverage and can make plays, and Milano seemed to be around the ball a lot. So yeah, he will be a significant loss for this defense, which even though their numbers are pretty good, I think they were starving for takeaways the first half of the season. They began to get them in the last 4 to 6 weeks, and with Milano gone, you wonder where the takeaways will come from.
It was an interesting day for the defense, Murph. They played well, and yet at the end of the day, you walk off the field, and I'm sure those guys go to bed last night thinking about the 2 fourth-quarter touchdown drives they gave up.
Yeah, and a red zone play was not great for them. They played okay, but yeah, and you know, you can just tell, talking to Lorenzo Alexander and a couple of other guys, how disappointed they were about losing that game and losing that lead the way they did. You know, they had the lead. I think they came close to being in control of the game, as you started out saying this morning. You know, first half they were almost in control of the game, and they sort of lost control of the game. And the Jets made enough plays in the fourth quarter to take it away. How do they lose control? Again, I think special teams played a major role in that. You know, a 51-yard kick return, an 86-yard kick return. There was a 26-yard kick return that got nullified by a penalty, but when, you know, look at the field position. I mean, the Jets had great drive starts all day long. The Bills did not. I mean, it's hard to play defense when you're backed up and starting drives, you know, in your own territory. And that was the case on several occasions in yesterday's game.
Yeah, they adjusted in the, you know, in the third quarter with the ground ball kicks. In fact, they got the fumble return on the fumble recovery on the first play of that third quarter on the kick. But I mean, after the 51-yard return, I would have kicked the ball out of bounds, Murph. I don't think I would have given Andre Roberts a chance to catch, get anywhere near a football.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on with that, and I asked Hauschke about it, if those kickouts were a result of his back issue from, you know, last play, the first half, or was that the strategy to just dribble it along the ground? I'm not quite sure what the plan was there. It didn't work, whatever it was.
Yeah, you know what, and after the game, Sean McDermott said something about how they had a plan for a different kind of directional kick, and they just didn't get it done. And I thought, that sounds kind of odd. Like, I don't know if that's what's he alluding to. The special teams coach didn't follow orders or what? Yeah, it was really odd because you think, and you said, right, there was another kick return that was a good one that got negated. But after the one that went 51, this guy's fast. He's explosive. You wouldn't want him anywhere near the football.
Yeah, he was good. He came into the game leading the league in total kick return yardage, but a lot of that was because they fielded so many kickoffs. You know, they give up so many touchdowns.
Yeah. Hey, did you ask Hauschke at all? I'm sure you asked him about, I guess I should ask you, did he say anything about how he is after the cheap shot at the end of the first half? Did you ask him at all about the last couple of weeks? Is there an issue with the holder and just the whole process of field goal kicking because there have been so many changes there?
No, I think we didn't get into that yesterday. Okay. I think a week ago in Miami, he talked about that a little bit and said it was a bit of an issue. And he also, as far as how he's feeling, he said today he's going to have to wait and see how he feels today. Today will be like the telling day whether he's going to have to miss time or miss a few practices or whatever, because he got drilled in the back pretty good. He felt it.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a dirty hit. All right, Murph, we'll listen for you at noon with Steve.
Okay, thanks, Howard.
Thanks, John. John Murphy on our West Her Hotline will be on One Bills Live from noon to 3 with Steve Tasker. Murph joining us on Bills Football Monday, and his segment brought to you by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest Bank, and you can get back to living. 803-0550 for you to join us on Bills Football Monday and share your thoughts. Sal's going to be in at 10 with the Extra Point Show as well.
Just looking at a bunch of stuff. It's interesting how a game shapes things. We didn't get the first version of this. It was McCown versus Barkley. So this is the first Allen v. Darnold, and I think that, you know, we come out of this game and say, like, a little bit of each. NFL headline, NFL.com. Darnold gives great glimpse of future with the win. That's what fourth quarters do.
Yeah,
the two of them could have the same game, but whoever does it in the fourth quarter.
Well, if Allen wins last week, where everybody's raving about the great performance he had in the second half of Miami.
And if Allen leads a touchdown drive to close this game, it would have been two in a row, and it would have been, you know, pretty bonkers around here. So.
Yeah, and it would have been, what, he fourth quarter comeback against Tennessee, would have done it again at home.
And, it's worth mentioning, and listen, like, I understand, I'm not making this point about the Bills needed to take Patrick Mahomes at all. Mahomes is in his second season, but it is his first year starting. Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about glimpses of the future and glimpses, great is great, right? Patrick Mahomes, no one watches and thinks, wow, really seeing flashes of what he could be. He's probably the league MVP.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Him or Breeze.
Right. He just shows up, and granted, he sat for a full season, so maybe we'll see what Allen and Darnold and Mayfield and Rosen do and Lamar Jackson next year and compare that to Patrick Mahomes' second season. But wow, there is no looking for morsels with Mahomes.
No,
it's just a feast of highlights every week.
Well, if you just watch Football Night in America, you'll see the feast of highlights. I'm watching last night's clips of their game against Baltimore, and they were just showing Mahomes play after play after play. And like I said, he violated one of the NFL cardinal rules of running one way and throwing back across the field, across your body, into double coverage. And he threw a completion to Tyreek Hill on the play. And they're trailing Baltimore 24-17. He brings them back. They have a chance to win it at the end of regulation, but they missed a field goal, and then they won in overtime. But it was just, every clip they showed was, here's Patrick Mahomes running around, making plays, throwing the ball, making big plays, the no-look pass. I mean, whatever. Anyway, it's fun to watch. This just in. It is Bills Football Monday. I want to hear from you. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
There's a snap. Five-man rush. Bills pick it up. Josh going to keep it and run with it. Left side across the 20, across the 25. And he picks up the first down, and he is brought down at the 26-yard line. Brought down to the ground by Morris Claiborne, but a first down for the Bills. Josh Allen ran for 12 yards there. He's got 8 carries for 99 yards in this game.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living.
Number one, you let a team hang around. You know, you watched the first half and first quarter in particular. I thought we got out to a pretty good start, but when you let a team hang around through poor special teams play, turning the football over, and then when we have opportunities, we were shooting ourselves in the foot. That's really the story of the game right there.
Sean McDermott, I have a quick text here about the hit on Hauschka. All right, ready for this?
Yeah.
May have been a dirty hit on Hauschka, though it may have been retaliation or karma. For his dirty slide tackle
attempt. That's right.
He did do that.
Yes, he did. He tried to slide tackle Andre Roberts. Yes.
Yeah. Which
that was a dirty play. Yeah.
That
he didn't make contact,
no,
but yes, that's what he was doing.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think they were going for revenge, and I also don't believe it was karma. But I did want to point that out because that did happen. He did try to trip a guy.
I wonder if they were going for karma or whatever. I wonder if they were going for revenge. Like you might remember a play like that. If you got a chance to line, if you see you can get back at the guy who you thought tried to take one of your guys out.
I think you'd go for him if he actually succeeded. He tried to trip a guy and he missed.
I wouldn't rule it out. I would think if you're angry enough at a guy and you thought that was a dirty play and you have a chance, you see it's a blocked field goal, a live ball, and I can block this guy. I wouldn't rule that out. I hadn't thought about that one. But that was definitely he was... It was weird, you know, now that I think about stuff. Somebody called about the officiating earlier. The officiating was fine. I didn't think it was that bad. Someone was tweeting complaining that the pass to Josh Allen from Zay Jones should have been pass interference. I don't think so. Whatever. It's a quarterback.
Which one?
The pass to Josh Allen.
Oh, no.
It's a quarterback trying to catch a ball.
Out of bounds.
And they waited too long on that play. Zay Jones should have thrown that ball earlier. Allen was actually open on the play. But he waited too long to throw it, and I don't know who the defender was, but allowed the defender to close on Josh Allen and be in position to break the play up. I thought the Jets had a leg whip somewhere. Some guy got a leg high up on somebody.
There was a chop block, maybe, in the same article from Manish Mehta.
The Bills got called on a chop block.
Right, the same article from Manish Mehta where he talked about, Jordan Jenkins talked about Allen.
Yeah.
There was another quote in there from a player who told Deion Dawkins, if you do that again, I'll kill you.
Yeah, Dawkins got a chop block on the very first drive, I think.
And he was told by the player he chop blocked,
I'll kill you. Okay, well, I guess that's a pretty definitive statement.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe... heads up on that.
Jim, go ahead. Jim tweeted in on the Bills game yesterday. Winning with, or the Bills in general, I guess. Winning with defense and special teams is working out well. J.A., Josh Allen, is a stallion. Passing improvements are noticeable. Offensive line's a disaster. Tight ends are awful. No pass rush. Coaching is conservative. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I like the fact that he got that in at the end, and he hit a lot of key points.
It's all right, right?
Yeah.
I don't disagree with any of that.
Yeah, and the defense... Special teams was bad yesterday, and the defense in the fourth quarter gave up two key touchdown drives. On a day when they played really well, they couldn't stop Sam Darnold and the Jets from an 85-yard touchdown drive and a 61-yard touchdown drive. And that's, you know, when your offense can't score after the first quarter, there you go. There's your formula for how the Jets actually beat the Bills yesterday. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. It is Bills Football Monday. Matt in Buffalo, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple of comments and some observation. I'm not happy as a fan. I mean, last year we did make the playoffs. But I think we traded or got rid of probably eight guys that were starting. So we go from the playoffs to we're not even going to hit 500. I think that's the coaches and the GM's responsibility to put together a better roster. I think they need to get more organized. Josh Allen, to me, is getting set up to get injured. They got to tell him not to run. The season's over. It's not worth jeopardizing his injury. The fancy pass in the end zone to him. We need to protect him.
The one time he did get hurt, he was in the pocket.
Oh, no, but my point is, we should have it so he doesn't run as much.
Well, but there's no there. Yeah. But over the course of NFL history, there's no indicator and there's no reason to suggest that a guy that runs is going to is more likely to get hurt. He plays the position that they try to hit on every play anyway.
I think Lamar Jackson got hurt yesterday. I think it was in the pocket. It was not right. on a designed run for Lamar Jackson. But anyway, go ahead.
His job is to throw passes.
I'm well aware, but you're okay. talking about him potentially getting hurt by running, and I'm telling you that it's pretty much proven you're not more likely to get hurt if you run.
All right. Also, too, as a fan, we went from the playoffs and we're 4-8. Like I said, we only beat one winning team. That was Minnesota. Now we're losing to teams that are terrible. Okay. They have coaching issues. I'd like to see – I've seen enough of McDermott.
All right.
I'd like to see a change, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, you're not going to get
got to get the break. He's not going to get fired.
You're not going to get your change.
We'll pick up on when we get back. 803-0550 to join us, WGR.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living.